Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The left fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Neil Whatlington. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bishop. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bishop. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is hit by the pitch. Goodman moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Whitlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitlington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gurnett moves to third. Kell moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Kell scores. White moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio is walked intentionally. White moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Pearsall moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Renty Monahan now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall scores. Lepsio moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Lepsio scores. Brown moves to third. Goodman moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrow strikes out. The ball gets by White. He chases the ball to the backstop. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morrow moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Suter out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Whatlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatlington is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatlington hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rinty Monahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monahan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Babe strikes out. The ball gets by White. He chases the ball to the backstop. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monahan fields it and throws to third for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Kell moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 3 in the game. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. White moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams pinch hits for Ted Lepsio. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Lapon now playing shortstop. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington is 0 for 2 in the game. Watlington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Rinty Monahan. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. Watlington moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Babe takes first base on ball 4. Watlington moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Philly reaches second base with a double. Watlington scores. Vallow scores. Babe moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrow hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Babe scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watlington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watlington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive towards short. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-4 in the game. Umflett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.